Welcome to the Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. A few weeks ago, we heard a rousing story entitled A Truck Stop Miracle. Many of us were stirred to faith that God can use us to do the impossible. In today's episode, we will hear again from Dr. David Gibbs, this time of a girl who did the impossible even when all odds were against her.
Dr. David Bowler told a story. A young lady graduating from Bible college came forward in a service and said, I'd like you to pray with me. I'm going to go to the mission field. He said, that'd be wonderful. He said, where are you going to go? She said, I'm going to go to the headhunters of Malaysia. He said, where now? She said, to the headhunters. All the missionaries have pulled out because they were eating them. 10 years ago, all the oil workers pulled out because they were eating the oil workers. And they need Jesus Christ. And God's put them on my heart. Now, David Bowler is Special Forces Green Beret, Ironman contest winner, deadlift champion for the world, over 750 firefights in Vietnam, a heavily, heavily decorated veteran. He said, David, I'm not going there. They eat you. There's a reason everybody pulled out. They don't want to get eaten. And he said, here's this young lady, petite, frail. And he said, I told her, are you sure? She said, preacher, you don't have to scare me. I've asked God to send me. They need Christ. She said, no mission board will back me because they think it's suicide. But I know I'm supposed to go. Like that, her parents came forward. And her parents said, preacher, will you please talk some sense into her head? The circumstances couldn't be worse. When you get ready to do the impossible for God, don't expect everybody to applaud you because they're going to be captivated, mesmerized by the circumstances. And they'll want to tell you why it can't be done. He said, Brother Gibbs, she said, would you please pray a blessing on me? And he said, David, I'll tell you what went through my mind. If they capture her, and they will, I pray they don't abuse her badly. But no one has survived. They hired a chopper. An old oil pilot who knew these mountains said, I'll fly you in there, but I can't come down under 150 feet because those headhunters, those man-eaters, they, with their spears, throw their spear up and they foil our blades and they bring us down and they'll eat me too. So he said, you're going to have to rappel from 150 feet. This young lady had never rappelled down anything. Now she's going to go out of a chopper. Two ladies from the church went with her just to see her out of the chopper. And the chopper pilot said, where I'm going to drop you, and I'll be back in 60 days. But I'm begging you, don't go. And that crusty chopper pilot started crying, and he said, you can't imagine what they're going to do to you. Don't go. I'll be back in 60 days, but you won't be back. That young lady looked at him and she said, please understand, I don't have to come back. I do have to go. And she rappelled out. When they flew away, a long 60 days. When they came back at 60 days, right to the spot, there she was. And with her were almost 50 converts. What no one knew was the tribe where she got dropped. Only 8 men. They didn't eat women. And the tribe where she was dropped had a centuries-old legend that one day a female god would come out of the sky. And they thought she was that god. And she said, no. But he sent me, and I want to point you to the true and the living God. Amen. While she was there, she said, are there other headhunters around here? And the headhunters she had said, yes, there's the headhunters up the river, but don't go there. They're the people who eat us. They're the really bad headhunters. And we think they will eat a woman. She said, send me up the river. And in that 60 days, she won the chief and brought him back. When I had the privilege to meet this lady, I told her story, and then she walked out on a platform, and I looked at her, and I said, you're Margaret? I thought, she's got to be. No. She said, Brother Gibbs, you tell the story like I did it. She said, I didn't do it. I was just there. God did it. It was impossible. And my God's just looking for somebody, Brother Gibbs, willing to hazard the impossible.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation Podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining The Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's T-H-E-E generation.org.